Suppose we pose the question to the program group of which I'm a part, what would we do differently based on this, what we've learned from the last 2 days with respect to the following items. Number one, regulations. What have we learned from the last 2 days that might suggest some solutions as a result of the regulatory route? Number two, what have we learned? Because what we did in the last 2 days is share with you, just about every speaker had a theme of lessons learned. Well, what have we learned from, say, the Yucca Mountain Project that was shared during the last 2 days with respect to how would we develop a specification for a site characterization program now that would be different from what we actually did? Number three, the same could be said with respect to performance assessment. We have some very interesting issues with respect to our ability to comprehend the most fundamental document that's going to be the basis for issuing the license, namely the performance assessment. Is there something we could do differently based on the experience we've had today and what we've learned in the last 2 days that would make the performance assessment a much more transparent, much more appealing part of the public confidence issue, the license application issue resolutions, and what have you. And of course, the same kind of question can be asked with respect to what have we learned about, getting to Mark's issues, about design and the supporting science to the design. That if we were to do it over, that would be different based on what we've learned. One of the things that is, to me, extremely intriguing about what would we do different based on the experience to date and what we've learned the last 2 days in the general area of risk communication. How can we get a grip on this business of involvement rather than just participation, rather than just being informed? How do we communicate and transfer this knowledge, some of which is quite abstract, and of course some of which is rather complex? It would be interesting to put a filter on the proceedings of this meeting in the context of what we've learned and how we would approach these four or five issues differently. So it may be something we can think about and might possibly be a thing to rally around with respect to how we put together our proceedings. But as I say, it does not match the thoroughness and comprehensiveness of what David outlined, which was very, very impressive. So I don't know whether the panel wants to comment on that in a kind of a round-robin closing statement, but I'd sure welcome that. Okay.
We spent a lot of time discussing what the implications may be about Yucca, or what we've learned about Yucca, and where we are with that today. But if we start looking down the road and we look beyond the next 10 years, at least the near time frame, and we start looking at perhaps a slightly near time frame, not even a long time frame, I'd argue where we are with Yucca today may be largely irrelevant. Because if Yucca moves forward where it is, and nuclear power continues the way it is, independent of expansion, but we continue, we will need some significant modification either to where we are today with Yucca Mountain or other repositories or other fuel cycles. And that where we are with GNF today or advanced fuel cycles similarly is a beginning, it's a discussion, and it will turn out one way or another and may look very different or very similar to what we're discussing today. However, I think the big lesson to be learned is we need to be forward-looking. And what I would ask is that this becomes the beginning of a national dialogue to look at these issues beyond tomorrow, beyond the November election, but become a very public national dialogue amongst experts, again, amongst communities, amongst our next generations, all of us that need to face these issues collectively.
And I think that's a very good note on which to adjourn this meeting. And before we do so, I'd like to thank the panel and the presentations and give them a final and warm applause.
One last note, we do plan on putting together proceedings and making podcasts of this available and presentation materials available. It will take us a little bit of time to edit it and to make it available through the web and for other areas, but the information today will be made publicly available and promptly disseminated.